Is there a back door?
Let's see.
As we hiked down the block then, around to the back, I noticed a shiny black Mercedes sedan with dark tinted windows sitting alone in a parking lot at the corner. The sounds of talk radio blurred as we passed the car, the only indication that someone was inside. The front license plate read MCM. Distracted from the path, I tripped over an uneven seam in the sidewalk and landed face down in the gravel. I pushed myself back up and slapped the dirt from my black turtleneck and black velvet jeans. I wore black a lot these days. It hid most of the grime I picked up from sketching, repairing sewing machines, and using a glue gun, but it wasn't so good for hiding evidence of my klutziness. Ken didn't notice I was missing from his side until he reached the back door and turned around to look at me. "I'm okay," I said, then jogged a few steps to catch up with him.
"Still as uncoordinated as you were in high school. Remember how you tripped over the hem of your prom dress during the electric slide?" he laughed.
"Just unlock the door, please,"